Talk about strutting their stuff. Sage Grouse do a mating dance that surpasses even John Travolta's signature strut in Saturday Night Fever. But staying alive these days for them may be the biggest challenge for Southern Alberta's Sage Grouse. Today, on Valentine's Day, five conservation groups are launching a lawsuit against Environment Minister John Baird. The groups say, as an endangered species, sage grouse habitat is not being protected. That habitat area is in the southeast corner of Alberta and across the boundary of Saskatchewan. Cliff Wallace is the vice president of the Alberta Wilderness Association. It's one of the five groups bringing the lawsuit against the federal government, and he joins us now in our Edmonton studio. Good afternoon, Cliff Wallace.
Good afternoon.
Well, you know, it sounds pretty amazing and exotic, that mating dance of the sage grouse. Can you please describe for us what goes on every spring in that group?
Well, from about mid-March, lasting perhaps up to mid-May, the birds, the big, magnificent sage grouse, the males and the females congregate around areas that they've been on for centuries, out in the extreme southeastern corner of Alberta and southwestern Saskatchewan and sagebrush grasslands. And they strut their stuff. It's a ritual mating dance, if you want to call it a dance, perhaps a very stylized one. The males spread their tail feathers into a beautiful star-like pattern, and they inflate their sacks about popping sounds and ritual courtship and all sorts of strange noises from the feathers and this popping sound of the vocal sacs, making for a very spectacular kind of setting out on the prairies if you have been lucky enough, as a few of us have, to be able to see it.
And I gather that there's a whole bunch of males, obviously, involved in this activity that you describe, but there's only one lucky male that's the victor, correct?
Well,
or thereabouts.
There, just as in humans, there are variations on the theme, but yeah, typically the king male, if you wish, the one that impresses the females the most, gets most of the action. He's the lucky guy, I guess. He might be a very tired guy, but it is true that some of the other guys do get to do some things on the edges, and the dominant male isn't always successful in preventing the advances on his females.
Uh-huh.
But he tries hard, and it is amazing how many females he can corral.
That's amazing. And you said you're one of the fortunate very few who has actually seen this display unfold. And, Cliff, why is it that their habitat has deteriorated to the point that you've launched this lawsuit against the federal environment minister?
Well, it's a long history. As we know, in the grassland region, a lot of areas were cultivated for cropland, so a large portion of range went under the plow, you know, before, say, 1980. But in the last 20, 30 years, it's been another kind of activity. It's just general human activity on the landscape, intensifying grazing patterns, development of new water holes, which creates less forbs and other desirable plants around the areas where the cattle are intensively grazing, just different patterns than would have been there when the bison were around. So we're trying to wring every last little bit out of that landscape, and unfortunately, there's not much left for sage grouse. They're very sensitive to things like oil and gas development, and the guidelines that are in place just aren't adequate to deal with it.
Well, tell me about the guidelines that are currently in place and what you see as the big holes in them.
Well, we know that sage grouse in other areas, perhaps 2 kilometers or more, they're disturbed by human activities. In other words, if you've got a certain density out on the landscape, they're affected by it at kilometers away from their lek sites. The Alberta guidelines that are in place only use setbacks of 500 meters. So we have a wide disparity between what the birds need and what the provincial guidelines are. And quite often, we see transgressions of guidelines, if you wish, and people aren't always aware. There aren't restrictions on off-highway vehicle activity in these areas. There's another major road being proposed to be upgraded right through the heart of the range in southeastern Alberta into a 24-hour international trucking corridor. It's really a sad Valentine's Day for a bird that's just looking for a place to dance.
And what you describe, though, sounds like a provincial matter. Why go after the feds?
Well, the federal government has responsibility for migratory birds, for species at risk, and we're launching an action under the Species at Risk Act. Alberta is not doing what it's required to do, so the federal minister has the power, if it wants to protect the bird. Now, the federal government is responsible under the Species at Risk Act for preparing recovery plans, and part of the recovery plan is, in law, they are supposed to identify critical habitat. They have just released the recovery plan, and they have not identified critical habitat. They put it off for another year. Well, they've been putting off things for years, and it's the bird that's suffering.
And what will we lose if the sage grouse habitat is not protected soon?
Well, I think we lose all sorts of things. The sage grouse are just another one of the magnificent indicators, but we've got swift fox out there, we've got rare plants, we've got mountain plovers, another endangered species of bird, burrowing owls. It's a whole system that is under threat. And this area in southeastern Alberta, particularly in adjacent southwestern Saskatchewan, is one of the least fragmented, least disturbed areas in the entire northern glaciated plains of North America. So we think there's a duty, and we've been advocating that we need more protection. We didn't even meet the minimum guidelines for setting aside protected areas in Alberta under special places. If we would set more of these areas aside free of industrial activity, this bird would have a brighter future.
And is filing a lawsuit like this really the most effective way to protect sage grouse right now?
It seems that the federal government and other governments don't understand proactive solutions. We have to bring suit on, for example, the piping plover to get them to identify critical habitat. So they do a lot of talking, prepare a lot of paper, but if you don't hold something over their head, it seems that they're not willing to act. And it's unfortunate that we have to keep doing this, but hopefully eventually, if we do enough of these cases, it sets a precedent and they will just implement this sort of thing in all the future recovery plans. There are dozens of recovery plans sitting out there right now, and very few of them have identified critical habitat.
Well, thanks very much for telling us about this today, Cliff Wallace. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Cliff Wallace. He is the vice president of the Alberta Wilderness Association. It's one of five conservation groups who today have launched a lawsuit against the federal minister of the environment. The lawsuit claims the government is not protecting endangered sage grouse habitat.